Good morning, good morning. This is Minister Cynthia Cox, reside here in the Bronx, New York. Let us say, being contentment this morning, and a happy heart makes a cheerful face. A happy heart makes a face cheerful. That's reading from Proverbs 15 and 13. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the joy and peace that you give to us, walking with us, staying with us, and loving us all. Through a difficult time, we choose to answer the door for you this morning, for joy, for every single morning, so that we can walk in the strength you have given us. Jesus, we pray for the Diaz de Leon family for this beautiful opportunity called Artists International. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for her vision and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Father God, we have the vision. TMC Call, we thank you for joining us this morning. We thank you for the speaker that's going to download the information in this morning and take us out so we can be a blessing to someone today. Thank you for the sick and shut in. Father God, we want to pray for them this morning. Go by the nursing home. Pray for, I also want to put a special prayer for Mr. Washington, which is in the hospital this morning, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the bereavement family. Father, we want you to go out this day and be a blessing. Take someone, Lord Jesus, and help them this morning to see you and what you do in our lives. Father God, we have hope. Well, Lord, let us all understand that you are in control. You help us when we don't help ourselves. Father God, we thank you, and we thank you, and we love you. Let everyone say, let us all say amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am here, Minister Cynthia, and thank you so much for greeting the people of God this morning as we took our seats in our virtual sanctuary, and thank you for that powerful prayer. Well, good morning, my brothers and sisters. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa, Florida, and on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts, whom we love to call Dr. Dimples and with whom we are praying, and for our dear Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we greet you this morning. So happy you decided to start your day off here on the Master's Call with us here at the Master's Call. And we are just so thankful that we can get together every Monday through Friday morning as family and feast together on the Word of God before we get out there and really start our day. Well, the Master's Call was founded, my goodness, over 5 years ago, October 25th, and we have a mission statement that we stand on. The Lord put it on Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts' heart for our mission statement to be Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We are so happy that you're here right now, but you know what? If you want to hear this message later on today, or if you want to share this message with someone, you are able to do that by calling back at 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. And the PIN code is 957-677-pound. Now, that's for today's message. However, all of the messages from the inception of this call can be heard if you go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. And you can find something there that will enhance, enrich, and empower you as you go on about your day. Now, we are also a house of prayer. And you know, on Fridays, tomorrow, we have that extended time where you can share your prayer requests and your praise reports with us. However, until that time, every day, 24/7, you can go to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net to type in your prayer request, and you can know that we will be praying for you. We also invite you to join this family, this team. We are not an exclusive club. Everyone is welcome. And we happily just so excited about everyone who comes our way. And if the Lord has put it on your heart to be a greeter, as you heard Minister Cynthia do, or to bring the message, which you will hear our very own Minister Brenda Terrell do, or to greet as you hear me do, I mean, to host as you hear me doing right now, you can send that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our very own prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will get in contact with you. Now, Artists International is the reason why we are all here today, and that's through the blessing of the Diez de Leon family. You see, Papa Diez de Leon started International Artists International over 25 years ago, and you have seen the growth, and you have seen the benefits in being a member of Artists International, a distributor. So if you are on the line and you are not a distributor of Artists International, just give with the person who told you about this call, and I can tell you they will be happy to share that with you. And if you are a member already, a distributor in Artists International, you know that you can go to your back office and get all the updates by going to www.artistlife.com. As a matter of fact, you know, there's a conference coming up, and I believe it's just 8 days away, and it is called the Ignite Conference. There's still time to register, I believe, for that conference. It is next week, June 10th and 11th in Houston, Texas. So, again, go to your back office. Go to www.events.artistlife.com. Again, www.events.artistlife.com to register for that conference. Now, immediately following this call, you can go to the new morning motivational call, which was originated by our own Platinum President, Dorothy Cook. However, that call is conducted not only by her, but by a great team of leaders. To get on that call, you can go to 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Again, 539-598-POUND. And you will get a wealth of information on how to run your artist business and how to be inspired as you do that. Well, so much for the announcements right now. It is a privilege and a pleasure to introduce to some and present to others our voice piece for the morning, who is none other than our own Minister Brenda Terrell. Minister Terrell was brought up on the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic. God took Brenda under his wings when she was 12 years old. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed when she was 16. After graduating as an honor student and getting her associate's degree in business, Brenda married Freddie Terrell and moved to Texas, where they became members of Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas. And they have been married for 37 years. Praise the Lord. Being a Spirit-filled Bible church, Brenda received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, became an intercessor, a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and women's ministries. She loves to encourage others in the gifts God has given them. Brenda is a proud mother of 5 children, Katrina, Freddie, Charity, Terry, and Trent, and the grandmother of 3 grandsons, Jai, Brent, and Brendan. Throughout the years of God's blessings, Brenda has the power of the Lord moving miraculously in many aspects from deliverance to healing, including herself when she was attacked with stroke symptoms twice. Brenda's favorite words are, God is faithful, and you will hear Brenda say that many times, and I so appreciate her for just encouraging us, reminding us that God is faithful. Brenda resides in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and is a member now of Victory International Christian Center, where Pastor C.G. McCarter is the senior pastor. Brenda is an artist distributor who loves the product and enjoys helping people become healthy again. and utmost, she is looking forward to the things that God has for her and her husband ready in the upcoming years. Well, I am so excited because we know that we will have a rich word from our own minister, Brenda. So just, I hope you've got your seatbelts on. I hope you have your pens, your iPad, and any your Bible, everything you need, because she's going to take us away now. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Thank you so much for that warm, warm greeting and introduction. I so appreciate and love you. Thank you so much. You're such a blessing to the masses.
Love you back,
God bless you. And thank you, Minister Cynthia, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord. I tell you, that little piece of leather, she's well put together. God bless you all. And I just want to say thank you to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I tell you, our Mother Eagle, she is such a blessing to me personally as well as to the body of Christ. And I thank God that she is such a woman of virtue. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for all you do. And thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is our Miss Super Fantastic Lady. I tell you, we are praying for you, and we believe in God for what he says he is. He's almighty in your life, and we give God glory that you're healed, whole, and complete in him. And to you, my TMC family, good morning, good morning. God bless you all, and I tell you, we are getting ready to talk about taking authority in our everyday life. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for being the awesome God that you are. And Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, because it's all about you getting glory, Father. We thank you, Lord, that our hearts and our minds will hear what you will have to say, that we'll be the people that you called us to be. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, taking authority in our everyday life. We're living in a dangerous days, and I know we all acknowledge that and see that. No doubt that our generation is experiencing the effects of these troubled days that Jesus said would precede his return to earth. And that's according to Matthew 24. God has given us everything we need to live successfully in this hour. You see, Jesus Christ has provided the redemptive plan, of which the benefits far exceed the effects of Adam's fall. Now, when Jesus said, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and in earth, and then said, go ye therefore, he literally gave us all his own authority to deal with Satan, our enemy, and every act of stealing, killing, and destroying that he would unleash against the body of Christ. Now, we recognize that authority is delegated power. Okay, a person's authority exceeds his personal strength. The police officer has the authority to stop traffic when the light is green. A vehicle could easily run over him, but because the drivers understand the power of the badge, all drivers quickly submit to the authority of that badge. As a believer, we have been given the authority of the kingdom of heaven. God knew that we needed a weapon of defense and offense when he redeemed us and left us in a fallen world with a deceiving enemy that seeks to harm us and our family. See, this authority enables us to send Satan on the run whenever he shows his ugly face. Let's examine this authority for just a moment, okay? Remember that God gave the first man, Adam, authority over the earth and its fullness when he was created, according to Genesis 1:26 through 28. And then in Psalms 8:4-6, he said, reveals that God made man just a little lower than himself and gave man his authority over the world. In quoting this verse, the author of Hebrews reveals that this authority has been stopped and that now the earth is not under man's control. Now, that's according to Hebrews 2:6-8. Satan mentioned that the authority of the kingdoms of the world were delivered to him, and that he could give that authority to Jesus if he would bow down to him. Remember when he had tempted Jesus? This was a legitimate temptation. And, of course, Jesus resisted his temptation. When Adam sinned, he broke fellowship with God and the entire human race. He also gave away the authority that God originally gave to him at creation. Jesus knew that he would legally reclaim the lost authority of man in his death and resurrection. Hallelujah. Colossians 2:15 reveals that Jesus disarmed principalities and powers, making a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them at the cross. And of what did he disarm them, you may ask? Jesus disarmed them of the authority they received from Adam when he sinned. And then he gave that authority back to the church. Glory to God. Now, when Jesus was raised up from the dead, he was seated beside the Father, our Father, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. Now, and remember, he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. We are his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. See, in the light of Jesus' position in heaven, God raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And that's according to Ephesians 2:6. What that means is that we share the very authority that Jesus has over satanic forces seeking to harm us. Okay, let's look at it this way. Jesus didn't defeat the devil for himself. He already had that authority over Satan. Okay? He had that. He defeated Satan as a man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The second Adam. Okay? In 1 Corinthians 15:45-47, representing the human race so that we too could exercise authority over our adversary. Christians, believers, TMC family, we all have access to the badge of authority in the use of the name of Jesus. Jesus has given us his name, which represents his person, his position, his seating, and his authority. Now, if you ask, he said, and demand anything in my name, I'll do it. That's what he told us. I'll do it. Jesus' name will accomplish everything that he can without him personally being present by using us. Remember, in 2016, glory will be seen in me in 2016. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, will he do also. Oh, glory to God. I just love that scripture. I saturate in that word. I saturate in it. And greater works than these he will do also, because I go to my Father. That's according to John 14:12. Now, his name is above every name. Every demon force has to bow down to Jesus. Glory to God. See, so he's given us that authority, the name that is above every name, the name we call on Jesus, demons tremble, okay? And when we stand on that name and realize how powerful that name is, we could speak to the mountains, is what he told us, and the mountains will be cast into the sea. Okay, let's make this practical now. Now, and bring these truths down into daily life and put shoe leather on them, if we will. Every time you or your family are attacked with sickness, disease, or physical weakness of any kind, rise up in the name of Jesus and command Satan to take his hands off of you and your family member. We have been given the authority that is far greater than our natural strength. Can I say that again? We want to get this in our spirit, man. We have been given the authority that is far greater than our natural strength. To do nothing about it or to whine and complain about how bad things are will only give Satan control over us. And that's a fact. It's what comes out of our mouth. It's what we stand on. If we say, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you cannot come here, he's going to obey. Because the authority of Jesus is dwelling on the inside of us. That would be like the police officer laying down in the street if we just whine and cry and complain. Can you imagine a police officer laying down in the street and crying about because the vehicle refused to obey his instructions? He has to enforce the law, and sometimes that means forcing people to submit to what they know is right. Satan is the same way. If you lie down and do nothing when attacked, he will dominate you. That's what most believers do. Why? Because they don't realize the authority Jesus has already given them. And when confronted with financial lack, oppression, depression, fear, weakness, failure, or anything that steals, kills, and destroys, rise up. Rise up in the name of Jesus and command Satan's power to be broken over your life and family. He has no jurisdiction in our territory, none whatsoever, only if we give it to him. And that's a fact. When the enemy tried to attack me with the stroke symptoms, I said, oh, devil, you're a lie. But I thank God because his spirit spoke to me and said, don't let this get the best of you. And immediately I had to say, if I could get Jesus out of my mouth, I thank God that he gave me that mind to do so. Why? Because I was in his word. Now, again, when we're confronted with these things and we rise up, this is where God is telling us without faith it's impossible to please him. He wants us to stand up in faith and know who we are in Christ Jesus. When things get radical on the job, speak to the atmosphere, not to the people. It's not the people. It's not the people. It's the enemy. It's not the people. Tell them to line up and straighten up in Jesus' name. When the neighborhood is disorderly, speak in the name of Jesus. This noise got to stop. When chaos stirs within the family, put a halt to it with the blood of the Lamb. See, I belong to a large family, and sometimes the enemy periodically want to slick his way in with devious mess. And I would say, not here, devil. It ain't happening in Jesus' name. Many times I speak to reckless cars on the highway and tell them to straighten up and don't come in this lane. My grandson would call it, granny, you got road rage. No, I'm just telling them they got to get in their lane. They got to stay where they belong. Don't wait until a crisis arises. Assert your rights and privileges in Christ Jesus against Satan today and send him on a run before he tries to hinder your life or your family. Remember that we are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So what comes out of our mouth, when we speak with that authority, he will acknowledge it. And so by the use of the name of Jesus, we can stand on any given situation, and I tell you, situation will change. Because of Jesus, we are already made more than conquerors. As we study his word, meditate on his word, stand on his word, these things will come naturally. Did he not say, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name? Shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That's according to Matthew 28:18 and 19. Take authority over your everyday life. Proverbs 29:2 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rules, the people mourn. Too many Christians are still asking God to make the changes when God has already given us the authority and the commission to do so ourselves in his name. He needs and wants us to stand up as the body of Christ this very day, this very hour, and say no more. When two or three come together touching and agreeing on anything, he's in the midst. He'll make it happen. So if you feel like, you know what, I need somebody to stand in agreement with me, get that somebody to stand in agreement with you and take authority. Truthfully, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And that's according to Matthew 18:18. God wants us to take authority over our everyday lives. We can't allow the enemy to come in with his tactics and think that he rules and reigns. He doesn't. He's a defeated foe. Take authority over your everyday life. I hope you got a thought from this message. God bless you. And back to you, Minister Willa.
Well, praise the Lord. Let the church say amen. We are so thankful for your word, taking authority in our everyday life. We feel, oh, my goodness, we had our Wheaties this morning, which is the word of God. And Minister Brenda, we so thank you for that powerful, powerful message. And I will be calling you back to give us our closing benediction. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Father, our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. You are our strength. You are our power, our force, and our might, and we can do all things through you who has given us strength, including everything that Minister Brenda preached on this morning, including everything she says about the authority that you have given us, oh Lord. So we thank you. And we take that authority, and we ask you to forgive us, O Lord, when we haven't stood on your word, when we've doubted you, O Lord. Forgive us, because you have given us everything we need to defeat the enemy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for her reminding us that it's about Ephesians 6:10-12 that we're wrestling with, not just the things that go on in our lives, but it's what's in the unseen world. We thank you for giving us the authority over that. Now, Father, I pray that you bless Minister Brenda indeed, that you fill her up, Lord, with your spirit and more power in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and whatever she touches, Lord, that it prospers. Bless her entire household in the name of Jesus. And thank you for the words that you put on her heart this morning. Lord, we thank you so much for our dear Dr. P.K. Roberts. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus, and we're all standing in agreement, that you said, like the centurion soldier said, I don't need to be there, but say the word, and she shall be healed. So we're saying the word. We're speaking the word over Dr. PK right now. We're speaking the word over Leroy, our Platinum President, Dorothy Cook's son. We're speaking the word over all the situations, all the hurt, all the pain that has gone on through anybody's family or in their hearts who are here on the TMC call. We're speaking the word, oh, Lord, over finances. We're speaking the word over our children. We're speaking the word over our health. We're speaking the word over every situation. We're speaking the word over what's going on in the workplace. We are speaking the word, taking the authority, and calling on the name of Jesus, because you told us that you have given us that authority. So we thank you, Lord. Father, we're speaking the word over the Ignite conference that's coming up next week. We're speaking it, Lord, and calling it whole, calling the room filled, calling prosperity, calling everything that you have, calling that everything will work according to your word, and that nothing will be late, nothing will be broken, and everything works to perfection, Lord. And, Lord, we just thank you this morning as we speak the word, as we call on the name of Jesus. We're speaking it over artists, over the Diaz de Leon family, over the products, oh, Lord, and over every new and witty idea that's in their belly, that it comes forth. We call it done. We give you praise, O Lord. We love you, and we daily seek to please you and you alone. Now, Father, as we go out this day, continue to order our footsteps, continue to be that lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path, as we take authority over Satan, over his cohorts, over every situation that might come before us. And we claim the victory right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my TMC family, I know you're going to want to go back and hear that message again, that powerful, powerful message this morning. And to do so, you can go back to 712-432-1085. Yes, 1085, and the PIN code is 957677 pound. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957677 pound. And remember, you can still register for the conference, the Ignite Conference in Houston, Texas. Go to www.events.artistlife.com. To you, Minister Cynthia, thank you so much for greeting the people of God this morning. Master's Call, and for your powerful prayer. Master's Call family, we are just so thankful that you have come here to join us this morning. And always from my heart to yours, I love me some you. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Minister Willa. Praise God, praise God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence glory. To the only wise God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, give be glory, dominion, majesty, and power and authority that he's given us. And we thank you, Father, for doing it. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. God bless you all. We love you. Bye-bye.